Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you call me, Walter? No, Maud.
It's 4 minutes of five. Honey, what time do you have to get up for your fishing trip?
5 o'clock.
Oh. 4 minutes. What can I do in 4 minutes?
If I could go out and break the 4 minute mile, I could sing the minute waltz 4 times. Or we could. No, what would I do with the other 2 minutes?
I think I'll just go back to sleep.
Honey, something wrong?
Nothing, just a dream.
Oh. Was it the one where you run out of the house without your pants and you cry?
No.
Was it the one where you run out of the house without your pants and everybody laughs?
No, I don't want to talk about it. This one is silly.
Oh, and I suppose the pants dream is a great moment of drama.
Maud, I don't want to tell you. You'll laugh.
No, I won't.
I know you, Maud. You'll laugh.
Walter, I swear I won't laugh. Now, please, dear, tell me what your dream was about.
I dreamt I kissed somebody, okay?
Is that all? Well, you see, I'm not laughing.
Okay.
Who'd you kiss? Sophia Loren? Lee Remick? And Margaret?
Arthur Harmon. I knew you'd laugh!
I am not laughing!
Maud, you're laughing!
I am not!
Maud!
Oh, honey, look, I am not laughing at you. I am laughing with you.
I'm not laughing!
Well, you should be. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I'll stop laughing. Honey, just as a matter of interest, where did you kiss him?
On the couch. You cut it out! You'll wake the whole house! I'm 53 years old. I never had a dream like that before. Why should I dream that I kissed Arthur? It's crazy.
Honey, it's so easy to figure out. Look, Arthur's your best friend. Today you're going on your annual fishing trip with him, and he's on your mind. Sweetie, he pulled you through some rough times this year. In your dream, you kissed him to show him your gratitude.
Then why do I feel so silly?
American men are not supposed to openly express a healthy affection for each other. So it came out in the dream. I mean, it's as simple as that, honey. You kissed Arthur because you love Arthur.
I guess you're right. I do love Arthur. You know how long I know Arthur? Since 1944. 32 years. But it's a third of a century. And all that time, I never let him know how important he is to me.
Oh, Walter, that's sad.
It is. But from now on, I'm going to show him. I'm going to make a point of it. I mean, listen, who knows how much time we have left in life?
Walter, that would be wonderful.
You know how I met Arthur? It was in a serviceman's bar when we were both in the army. All the sailors started fighting all the soldiers. There were bloody noses, black eyes,
A couple of broken arms? Oh, boy, was that fun.
I mean, you two were right there in the thick of it.
No, we were both hiding in the same stall in the men's room. Funny, isn't it?
Oh, no, honey, I wasn't laughing at that. I was just thinking what a waste to dream you're kissing Arthur Harmon when you could have been kissing Paul Newman.
But, Maud, I kissed Arthur out of gratitude. I mean, why should I kiss Paul Newman? He's never done anything for me.
It's too bad. He's done a lot for me.
Good morning, Marty.
Oh, hi.
Is Walter ready?
He'll be down in a minute.
Well, I got my new CB radio installed in the wagon, and I'm ready to go.
Arthur, you have a CB radio?
Oh, yes, and his code name is Silver Scalpel. Isn't that cute?
I'd have preferred Dr. Jekyll. No, I think CB radios are silly.
Ah, that's because you're a woman. And you don't understand the thrill of trucking down the old super slab in your four-wheeler with your hammer down. You got your ears on and you're riding the rocking chair so your good buddies can tell you when Smokey makes a flip-flop. That's a big 10-4, Marty.
10-4, Rusty Scalpel.
Silver Scalpel.
I was just kidding. Arthur, would you like a cup of coffee?
Yeah, thanks. Hey, Vivian, while I'm having coffee, would you load that into the wagon?
Oh, 10-4, Silver Scalpel.
That stuff goes, too.
Oh, yeah, right. I got it.
Hey, don't break.
No, I'm careful.
Easy.
Okay.
Go and take the hat.
Right.
Watch the hooks.
Yeah, got it.
Atta girl.
Okay. Arthur, I don't want you to worry about Viv while you're gone. She's going to have a wonderful time. She'll be able to relax. Watch a little TV, take the bindings off her feet.
Marty, it's too early in the morning for that women's right junk. All I want to think about is fish.
Arthur, what is it you love so much about fishing?
Cooking.
What?
Yeah. I look forward to getting up to the lake and cooking the catch. I just love it. I have my own special recipe. Trout Arturo.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you'd be interested in this, Marty. You see, you dip the fish briefly in some water with pickling spices. Uh-huh. Then you slice it lengthways, put in a few sprigs of tarragon, three or four, depending on the size of the fish. Uh-huh. You preheat your frying pan and put in your butter. This is critical. Just when that butter starts to bubble, but before it turns brown.
Who cares, Arthur?
Buddy, I'm surprised at you. Down at the hospital, the doctors and the nurses are fighting for my recipes.
Well, the patients are fighting for their lives. I'll go get Walter.
Well, Arthur, I think I've loaded everything you're going to need.
Did you put in my pickling spices?
Yes, I put them right next to your Galloping Gourmet barbecue shoes.
Oh, good.
Arthur, it's the sweetest thing. Last night, Walter dreamed that... Oh, maybe I better not tell you.
Why not?
Well, you might not take it in the right way.
Why wouldn't I take it in the right way?
Because you're a man.
Vivian, what are you talking about?
Oh, all right. Well, Walter dreamed that he was sitting with you on a couch and he kissed you.
Is that all?
I think that's all. Maud didn't mention anything else.
Vivian, what made you think that might bother me?
Because Maud was talking about the need to be big and strong and macho.
Why does Maud feel she has to be big and strong and macho?
Not Maud. You men.
Oh, some men, Vivian. Oh. But not me. Oh. Fortunately, I studied enough psychology to understand these things. Mm. You see, a lot of guys would get very disturbed if another man had a dream like that about him. They would start to doubt their own masculinity.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure. They get very nervous. I mean, even if a guy just brushed up against them, they get uptight. Mm. Yeah, psychiatrists call that masculinity panic. Mm. Fortunately, I've never had the problem. And I never will.
Listen, while you're up there fishing...
Fishing is a very good example, Vivian. You see, supposing one of these guys goes fishing, mm-hmm. he would think he had to catch the biggest fish. To prove his manhood. He'd think that was important.
That's silly.
Of course. The size of the fish doesn't matter. It's how you cook it.
We know you don't have to worry about your manhood. You proved that last night.
I sure did. I got those Presto logs started with one match, didn't I?
Arthur!
Hey, good morning, Walter.
Arthur, old buddy, here we go again on another great fishing trip. Boy, are we going to have fun, or are we going to have fun, huh?
We always have fun when we go fishing, Walter.
Right. Well, goodbye, Maud.
Oh, honey, have a wonderful time.
Come on, Silver Scalpel, let's move. Look at those guys.
We got ourselves a couple of beauties, buddy boy.
I'll say. Why don't we have mine for lunch?
Just a second, Walter. That one's not yours. That's mine.
Oh, gee, I'm pretty sure it's mine, Arthur. I put it on the left side of the creel.
Well, you must have turned the creel around. That's mine.
How can you tell?
Well, not that it makes any difference, Walter, but I just happened to notice that the fish I caught was bigger than the fish you caught.
Okay, what difference does it make? Here, you take the bigger fish if it's important to you.
Important? No, that's not important, Walter. I'm the last guy in the world who has to catch the biggest fish.
Good.
Here, you take this fish.
Thanks.
And I'll cook the little one that you caught.
Fine. Arthur, You know, this is our 19th year in a row at the lake, and we always have a great time. You're one of the best buddies a guy could have. I just want you to know that.
Why? Thank you, Walter.
I'm going to turn on the radio and see if I can get the weather for tomorrow.
You know, Walter, I'm glad you feel that way. Because, well, I never told you this before, but you're the best friend I ever had. In a lot of ways, I'm closer to you than I am to Vivian.
I had the craziest dream. Yes, I did. I never dreamt. Close to mine, so I kissed her.
What the hell did you do that for? I want to hear the weather. What if it's going to rain this afternoon?
Who cares? I came up here to fish. I'm going to be out there come rain or shine, catching the big ones.
Okay, fine. Hey, Arthur, why don't you make trout Arturo? I love that.
Just what I had in mind.
Great. Arthur, you know, you are one terrific cook.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, most guys won't go near a kitchen. I tell people when I go up to the lake with Arthur, it's like spending a weekend with Julia Child.
Wait a minute. Why should I do all the cooking?
Arthur, you love to cook. You even told me you used to help your mother bake cookies.
That was after I came in from playing football. Tackle on a cement driveway.
Now, hold it, Arthur. Something's bothering you. What is it?
It's nothing. I'm just a little overtired.
Huh?
I got up very early. I did all the driving. It was very hard landing that big fish that I caught. Maybe I'll just have a nap.
That's a good idea. We can eat later.
I think I'll move that bunk bed closer to the window so I can get some fresh air.
I'll give you a hand.
No, never mind. I can do it alone.
Are you sure? It's pretty heavy.
Walter, I can move a bunk bed.
Arthur, you can't move that bed.
Yes, I can!
Arthur, believe me, you're never going to move that bed.
All right, Walter, let's get this thing out in the open. Why don't you think I can move that bed? What's the reason? Why? Why?
It's bolted to the floor.
You do that all the time. Why didn't you tell me? You let me make a damn fool of myself.
Come on, now, what's wrong with you? You're acting like an hysterical...
You think it's funny to break your back? A hysterical woman!
An hysterical woman! I can jog 3 miles. I can do 52 push-ups. I can touch my toes without bending my knees. You call that a woman?
Arthur.
I can... Here. Yeah. Ah, does that look like a woman? Yeah? Just get a look at that, boy. You know, write that off.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, Arthur, listen. By any chance, did someone tell you about my dream?
What dream? The one where you run out of the house without your pants?
Come on, let's talk about this, Arthur. Stand on your feet.
Why don't you stand on your head, sissy?
Come on, Arthur. Now, who told you about the dream? Was it Maud?
No. Vivian told me because she's my wife and she loves me and I love her because she's a woman. I love my first wife and she's a woman, too.
I love my wife, too.
Well, then you better stop having those kinky dreams and straighten out.
Wait a minute, Arthur. Do you think... I mean, because of my dream, you have to worry about me? Is that what you think?
No. I'm not worried about you. What the hell? You caught the biggest fish.
And why are you so upset? It's just a dumb dream.
Yeah, but why do you have to have your dumb dreams about me? You know plenty of other men. What is it about me?
Arthur, I'll tell you what it is.
My long eyelashes? Oh, my face. I know, my face is too sensitive.
No, Arthur, it's...
Is it? I know. The little dimple in my chin.
No, it's not the dimple in your chin, and it's not your sensitive face, and it's not your long eyelashes.
But those are my best features.
Arthur, will you let me explain? Look, this has been a tough year for me, and I've had one crisis after another. And whenever I was down and really in trouble...
My legs?
No! Arthur, when I was in trouble, you pulled me through all those bad times. I mean, you were a real friend, not just my doctor. And in my dream, I kissed you to show my gratitude. Men should be able to show how they feel about each other.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. As long as it doesn't get too mushy.
I don't think it's too mushy to tell someone you love them.
No, that's not mushy.
Good, because there's something I want to tell you.
What's that?
I love you, Arthur.
I beg your pardon?
I don't mean the same way I love Maud. I love you as a friend.
Oh.
And that's no reason for me to be ashamed. If I want to say I love you, Arthur, I can say it.
Good for you, Walter.
And you can say it, Arthur.
Say what?
I love you, Walter. Say it, Arthur. Come on, say it.
I like you a lot.
There's nothing wrong with your saying you love me.
Well, I'm not sure I like you that much.
Don't be afraid to say what you feel. It's me, Walter. I mean, we've been like brothers for 30 years. That's nice, Arthur. We don't have to have any hang-ups about saying that anymore.
Right.
And we shouldn't have any hang-ups about showing each other affection.
Right.
We want a hug. We should hug.
Right. Let's shake on it.
Come on, Arthur.
Walter. Listen, old buddy, I want to tell you something.
You're right.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have knocked.
We were just standing waiting. But I used to brush it off.